Right, here we go. Episode 3 of the Pub Quiz Pod, and I mean, earlier than I would have hoped in the series, we have an apology to issue, don't we?
Yeah, we do. In fact, it's come a bit later than I anticipated, but we have an apology to make. So basically, last week's episode, we had Will Robbins on. It was a fantastic episode. Go and listen. This is nothing to do with Will. We don't want to tarnish Will.
Will, you've got nothing to apologise for. You turned up in good faith, thinking that the people running the podcast had done their research, thinking that the people who were running the podcast had set up a lovely quiz for you. You were great. It was us.
It was us. So we said, we did a quiz from the Black Horse Pub in Mortimorrel, and we credited the quiz to Mr. Toby Page.
Not only did we credit the quiz to him, we were loving that quiz. Every five minutes, there was a pause just to say, do you know what? Sit back and just enjoy the questions that he's provided for us. Because Toby, he did smash it. I'm doing it again. He didn't smash it. This is exactly the reason why we have to make the apology. He didn't smash it.
This week, it's come to our attention. I received a message from a Mr. Phil Thompson, who said, he's a thief, I say. 'Twas my quiz. I am the quizmaster and the original adult male.
Toby Page is involved in the Black Horse and loved his local quiz so much that he sent it in on behalf of the real quizmaster. So we just want to make sure, because the next thing I want to say is, if you are a budding quizmaster somewhere in the country, we want your quiz. And we want to answer it on the podcast with a very funny guest, much like we're about to now. See the segue? That was lovely.
Very nice.
We're about to answer a quiz in my local pub. We're going to head off there shortly and meet a very funny guest. It's Sophie Shadd. She's a comedy actor. She makes funny sketches on the internet. She was in Grange Hill, if you can believe it. And she's genuinely a voice actor for video games. If you're a big gamer, you may recognize her voice from several video game characters. She's the sort of person, you meet her and you think, right, you are going to have a big breadth of knowledge here.
Yeah. Fingers in many pies.
I hope we can come away from this having not to apologise to anyone for anything.
Yeah. So let's go get a pint in, shall we? This week, we're joined by comedy actor and writer Sophie Shadd. Her IMDb is full of good stuff, including TV, podcasts, and even video games.
Video games?
What video game are you involved in?
I do a lot of Japanese anime video games, but not in Japanese. I do the English version.
Fine, okay.
Yeah. I have to listen to the Japanese version and then mimic it, but in an American accent.
In an American accent?
Yeah. I was going to say, I didn't know that to be in a Japanese accent.
No, so it's very, very like cutesy voices like that. Like, whoa, what are we doing now? That kind of stuff.
Is there a lot of shock as to what we're doing now, basically, is what the characters are sort of constantly saying.
Yeah, exactly.
I imagine you are. You're just in this sort of anime world. Like, what is this now? What is this? Where are we? Yeah. What are the sort of settings that they're like?
Oh, it could be anything. One of them is the Queen of the Sea. The character, she's like in the ocean and she waves her magic thing and everything rises up, so I get to see the picture, and then I have to have a fight on my own in the booth. It's like,
that's very good. The fight noises are very good. It's quite muted, isn't it? You don't want to go too far with
No.
And that's enough. Sophie, we said you are a comedy actor and writer. What have you been doing more of at the moment? Acting, writing? What's been going on?
Little bit of everything. More writing this year. Bit of voiceover. We did a sketch together a couple of weeks ago.
You and I did a sketch together, which was very exciting.
That was fun.
Set in a weird sort of part 1970s, but part very modern world. It was quite amazing. Yeah.
Where was it?
It's this beautiful location that was just like a factory that hadn't been touched since like the 1960s.
But is it kept up to sort of cleanliness for filming? Is that what it's for?
Yeah.
But like the look of it, the feel of it, everything was very 1960s.
It's called Corby Inn somewhere like that.
Really cool.
It was amazing. And they had maps of London from the 60s where like certain A roads hadn't been. That's such a geeky thing to notice. I was like, wow.
The A road isn't on there.
Honestly, it was a day of talking about A roads, just so for Shad. It really was. I love people whose personalities are knowing motorways. Yes. It's just one of my favourite things. You can ask them all the questions under the sun when you see them. How have you been? What have you been up to? How's the family?
They're found a way.
Yeah, all good, but it's family good. But of course, wasn't too much luck getting the M40 down from the A60 through to the toll road on the M3. Great, we're in. We're straight in.
Yeah.
Parents are well, but the M1's a bloody nightmare. Didn't ask, mate.
Shocked as well that you've taken the wrong motorway. M1 at this time. You're brave.
Yeah. I wouldn't do that. What junction are you getting off at?
Service stations as well. That's a big word. Like, which one are you stopping off at? Because everyone's got a favourite, right?
Yeah, Beaconsfield Services for me.
Well, yeah.
Do you have a favourite?
I feel like I haven't reached that dad status. I feel like it's quite a dad thing to like know which service station. But
There's a services called Beaconsfield Services, which has a Burger King, a McDonald's and a KFC, and I think to have all three in one is a very, 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 very rare thing to have.
Is that good?
Yes, that's good. Yeah.
Because I assume you're not doing a hat trick when you get there.
Yeah, of course you are.
Doing a crew.
The Burger King, McDonald's, KFC hat trick. Absolutely insane. Do you quiz a lot, Sophie?
I a little bit, maybe like an average, probably less than average.
What do you think the average is? I'd love to know.
I think the average person goes to a pub quiz twice a year.
Wow. Yeah. That's not me for six.
Not this man. He's in twice a week. He's obsessed with this.
Yes. So I think me and Liam, we sort of like, by hosting this, we represent the two sort of like spectrum, the two sides of the spectrums of quizzing. I will go as much as possible. You'll try and... not avoid it, but it's not a top of your list.
No, I don't mind it. I do like a pub quiz. I like the idea of it more than I actually then make the effort to be like, I'm going, we're doing it. Yeah. I never think I'm going to win is the problem.
Never.
I never actually think, I've never had a chance to win.
Do you know what? I think I'm always going to win and I never do. But as soon as I sit down, I'm like, this is it's just going to be my deck.
Yeah. When you say it out loud, it does make me think, how qualified are you to hosting this pub quiz?
No, not at all. You know what's disheartening at a pub quiz? When you turn around, there's like a table of 10 behind you. And you think, forget it. It's like three of you sat there. We've lost already to them.
And then you try and tell yourself, but we're having fun. Yeah. But they're taking it too seriously, but they're...
And then you hear big laughs coming from a table of 10.
Whenever you're the person saying, don't worry, we're the ones having fun, you're definitely not the ones having fun. You're definitely not the ones having fun. So, lots of trivia, lots of facts coming our way over the course of this quiz. What's the most interesting fact that you know or have found out recently? I always want to know this about people.
Well, one that came to mind today was when a woman is breastfeeding, if her baby is ill, this is like Harry Potter stuff. If her baby is ill, its saliva will speak to the woman's breast and say, I'm ill. And then the boob will create an antibiotic specifically designed for that thing that they've got to fix it.
That has blown my mind.
I think it's true.
You think it's true?
I have heard that elsewhere. My girlfriend always says that fact.
So if the baby needs something specific, the mum will know through the saliva and then that will be produced instantly. That is incredible. We always ask our wonderful guests to come up with the pub quiz team name for our team today. We don't know anything about the quiz yet, so we're just going to go on instinct. Any thoughts?
Well, I would usually go for Quizimodo.
Hey, now we're talking. I like that because it doesn't quite work as a pun on quasi or quiz. Normally it is Christina Aguilera, Christopher Robin. Never hear that. But to hear one that doesn't actually even rhyme with quiz is lovely.
It's lovely.
Quizimodo could be one. The other one is Turkey Quizler.
Turkey Quizler.
That's quite fun.
Yeah. I love that.
Pick whichever one you prefer.
Well, do you know what? Purely because of the reason that I don't like Jamie Oliver, I think I'd like to go with Turkey Quizler.
Yeah. All right, go on then.
Yeah.
He'll be fuming. He will be fuming about that.
You're quite young, Liam. You're 24, right?
Yeah.
I'm 31. I know I've sort of like was around at the time of the Turkey Twizzler. Do you ever try one?
No.
Really?
No. But no, I don't think I've ever seen them in supermarkets either.
No, it's a 90s kid thing.
Yeah, there was sort of like gristly twirls of turkey meat.
Are you two of a similar age?
I'm older.
I don't know about that.
It's true.
I don't know about all that. I don't know about all that. No. Yeah, we would have had a lot of turkey twizzlers. God, he really ruined anything fun, that guy.
Each week, we get sent a genuine pub quiz from a UK quizmaster. Our quizmasters today, there's more than one of them. It is Max and Ed from Haverstock Tavern in Chalk Farm, London. So obviously, we don't get much information. We get their names, where they're from, where they do the quiz. But then as the quiz goes on, we like to, from the sort of questions they put in or how they've worded it, the sort of the rounds they've chosen, we like to work out, what are they like? Let's get a flavour of this person. Let's build an image as if we're there in the pub and Max and Ed are on stage. What is quite unusual is it being a duo.
Very unusual.
Do you think
it's not been seen since Armstrong and Osmond on Pointless.
Yeah. And then do you think it's very much an Armstrong and Osmond dynamic, the two of them?
I think they drive a tandem.
In together. They share a pint or a half each.
Yeah.
That's lovely, that. That's really beautiful.
They alternate reading questions. Not like this shit.
Well, we'll see.
And I wonder how they come up with questions together. Do they go, right, I'll do that round, you do that round, or does it all have to be a joint effort? I'm intrigued as to how this dynamic works.
Well, immediately, and again, we don't often have much to go on, but just the very fact that Max is first in the duo makes me think he's an egomaniac.
Yeah.
He's demanded that his name's first.
Yeah. He's a narcissist.
Yeah. Ed is having to sort of just be like, go along with it.
He's the Armstrong, isn't it?
Ed is actually Edward, but Max won't let him put all that down.
Yeah, he's reduced him to two letters. E and D. That is who you are.
So round one is general knowledge. I think we've got five questions in this round. Let's kick off, shall we? So question number one, according to the UK House Price Index, okay, I think these lads are in property.
Okay.
Yeah, I think these lads might be homeowners.
Yes.
According to the UK House Price Index, as of August 2024, what was average? They've missed out a the. So they're homeowners, but they don't have attention to detail.
Okay. And with two of them working on it, you'd expect one of them to be proofreading.
According to the UK House Price Index.
Question one as well. Guys, come on.
As of August 2024, what was the average house price in London?
So that could actually imply they're northern. What was average?
Yeah. Average? Yeah, what was average house price in London?
That's actually not me for six.
They
might be from the north, and also they've asked this question because they're so disgusted at the type of house prices there are in London.
They come down on their tandem from Burnley every Wednesday.
How long does that take? A week and a half?
Yeah.
And to get there every Wednesday is a bit tricky, isn't it?
It makes it very difficult.
The average house price.
No wonder they're missing out the.
This is multiple choice.
It is, which is unusual, and it helps with the accessibility of it, doesn't it?
It does. So, A, 431,000. B, 531,000. C, 631,000. Or D, 731,000.
To start with, does anyone know the answer? Is anyone going, I heard this figure?
No.
Or are we all sort of going off a bit of an estimate here?
Yeah.
I think this is all going to be an estimate. I think that if they wanted to make a political point, they might have put the answer as the biggest one to say, look at what a world we live in.
But if you're including flats as well, even in London, a flat shouldn't be going, should be lower than 431,000, right?
It should be, but it's not going to be.
You reckon?
No,
I think. You think it won't be 431?
No, I think you're finding one beds for 431 in certain areas.
Okay.
I am tempted to go with B, 531,000.
I think I'd go higher. I think I'd go C. But only because it depends how they're working out the average, because you've got the mode, the median.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. There's a lot of really expensive houses out there.
Look, you want to go C.
Average is like the most common, right?
Yeah, there's so many different averages, aren't there?
Yeah, I imagine it is just all of them added together. No, it's not. They've not added all of them together, have they?
Divided by the amount of properties.
I had a similar conversation at Jamie Oliver's office, and I just say, look, guys, an average is a totally... It's very hard to get a grip of what it is. Look, I think...
You mentioned the start of it, the end of it, and then it was in the middle.
You want to, Liam, you want to go 4-3-1. So if you want to go 6-3-1, I thought maybe you could go 5-3-1.
Oh, your answer.
Yeah, weirdly. It's weird how that's happened.
I think that is actually the average or the median of our two answers to that.
It's very true.
Okay, let's do it.
5-3-1 we're going to go with.
Actually, I think it's higher. I think Sophie's right. I think it's 6-3-1.
6-3-1, we're doing it.
You think of all the townhouses and the big houses. They're a lot of money.
Yeah.
Do you know what's annoying is that I don't think you actually think that. I think that's just a power move.
diss against you.
Yeah, I think it's a power move.
Do you know what?
Max.
Yeah, I feel like I'm Max, he's Ed. Do one. Get on the back of the tandem.
Jake. You're listening to Jake and Liam on the Pub Quiz podcast. Question number two. Which of these celebs, and that stands for celebrities, which of these celebs have not been stabbed? Right. Okay. So let's just take a breath, shall we? Max and Ed, I imagine, we don't know a huge amount about them. I imagine they're not from sort of in a city area.
They're in Chalk Farm.
Have not been stabbed. That is good. That's good. To go from UK like London house pricing, which seems like quite a sophisticated question, to this, there's an unpredictability. And you know what it's making me think? They're quite different people, Max.
Yes. Yes.
One of them's done it. Yeah. Yeah, that's that. Question one there. That is Ed all over.
Screams Ed.
That screams Ed. Logical. It's straight down the middle. Max, what do you want to chuck into it? Who hasn't been stabbed? Love it. Right. The names are, these are the four options as well. Multiple choice. The Notorious B.I.G., B, Tupac, C, Graham Norton, D, Eminem. Now, I think I saw something about a headline, something about Graham Norton got mugged or stabbed ages ago and he was sort of set up, but I could be wrong with that.
I think you're right. I think I have heard that, or at least he was held at knife point.
Yeah, yeah, something like that, held at knife point. But I think the trick question, because Tupac, he was shot, wasn't he?
I thought Tupac and B.I.G. was sharp. We're looking for which of these have not been stabbed, so it's only one. So
I think it's a trick question. I think it's definitely not Graham Norton.
Oh, you don't think he has been?
He has been stabbed. He's not the answer. I think Graham Norton has been stabbed.
It's a tricky use of not in the context earlier.
Yeah.
So in this case of not being not stabbed, not Graham Norton, because he's not been stabbed.
Correct.
Perfect.
What are you thinking, Sophie?
I think stabbing, it's quite a British thing, isn't it?
That's true.
Not very
That's
American.
True. Yeah.
Culturally.
Yeah. Just like surging house prices.
It's making me feel a bit patriotic, actually.
So your thinking is, because it's British, we'll go for Irish man Graham Norton.
No, because this is the person who's not been stabbed that we're trying to catch out. So actually, my rationale, because we've got an American over here, we've got an American over here.
I'm just surprised how much trouble we've had with the word not being thrown in. I mean, that's thrown all of us, I think, to be honest with you.
Eminem, Eminem's a really big, I've not heard of him be stabbed.
He feels like he's above that.
Yeah.
He'd be shot.
Yeah.
I think we're going to have to go with B.I.G. or Tupac, though. I'm sure we would have heard this.
Yeah, but if Tupac had been stabbed, it would have been overshadowed. I think actually Tupac probably has been stabbed.
Tupac's been gone a long time.
Yeah, because it also would have been overshadowed by his death. No one's talking about Tupac stabbing, are they?
No.
We're talking about Tupac death.
Eminem's not been stabbed, then.
It doesn't feel like an Eminem-y thing.
He's a bit too mainstream, isn't he, Eminem? He's a bit like...
Might have been stabbed before his failures.
He's sort of a Danny Dyer of rap, isn't he? Eminem. It's not actually hard. It's sort of like, it's like the mainstream hard. Danny Dyer, he's rough, isn't he? You should see him doing the wall. Ooh, really quite frightening. What a bum into Danny Dyer in a dark alley. Said no gangster ever. What is he doing? The lovely bloke. He was brilliant in Rivals. Yeah, I thought he was great.
What are you going to do, Sim Sadie? Stand up. Ooh, really scared. Really scared.
The way he talks to that wall on his game show. Oh, my God. So, should we go Eminem?
Go on, Eminem.
Question three. What animal is the character of Knuckles based on in the Sonic the Hedgehog franchise? Is it A, Wolverine, B, Echidna? Echidna?
Echidna?
Echidna?
Echidna? Feels like you'd see it on a Mexican restaurant menu. Echidna? Oh, enchilada. That's enchilada.
C, Bandicoot, or D, Honey Badger. So the character Knuckles in the Sonic the Hedgehog.
Honey badgers are notoriously aggressive. Yeah. I know that.
It's a thing that I just think, I wonder if it's something that British people just say. It's a bit of like badgers are scary. Badgers are right. You know, I've never heard anyone be like, oh, what's happened to your leg? Fucking badger. You know what I mean? I just don't think... I think it's something British say to make it seem like there's a bit of dangerous wildlife around the place.
Yeah.
Would you in any way know this because of your experience being a video game voiceover artist?
Yes.
No, I should do, but no, I only do anime.
Well, this is animals, yeah, sure. This is tricky. The problem I'm finding with this is, what animal is the character of Knuckles based on? And I've just basically seen a list of four things that I didn't know were animals. No. Wolverine, I thought, was an X-Man.
Well, no, Honey Badger.
Echidna, I thought, was on a Mexican restaurant.
Bandicoot was, I thought, Crash Bandicoot already a thing.
I can't picture any of them. Yeah. Or I can't figure out how many of them have got knuckles, because that could eliminate.
I don't think I can name an animal with knuckles. I honestly can't name an animal with knuckles.
I think you bang on.
Monkey. Okay, name a non-primate animal with knuckles.
Well, you can't just move the goalpost. I was just giving you an answer. Okay, well, it's got to be one that I've seen in a zoo.
Yeah, and it can't have knuckles as well.
Yeah. It's got to be a sea animal. It's got to be an animal in the sea. Who's got knuckles, then? Idiot.
See, can't do it.
Oh, you're good. You are. You should do a quiz, mate. Okay, I think... I mean, Wolverine and Bandicoot are two characters, aren't they? So surely they're not...
Yeah.
Should we go Honey Badger?
I think go Honey Badger. If Sophie knows that they're aggressive, and Knuckles, I think, is the more aggressive one of the bunch.
I think badgers have got knuckles as well. They feel knuckly. Like, they have little hands that would burrow... Is that mole? Yeah, they'd burrow away.
Similar family, is it? Yeah.
That sort of action.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Similar family.
So we're going to lock in...
Similar family.
Ancestors.
just said with no biological knowledge at all. I love it. But it felt so real.
Oh, on a British...
Similar family.
Honey Badger, we're locking in.
So, quick note on Max and Ed, all multiple choice in this round.
Mm.
What do you think that's about? Is that for our benefit, to make it sort of more accessible, to ease you into the first part of the quiz?
Or is it a bit of a self-indulgent thing for them, because they want to give, you know what I mean? It's a chance for them to try to throw us off the scent a bit and be like, oh, we want to come up with the wrong answers as well as the right answer on the question.
Consistently, we ask people to send us in the quizzes, take some time out of their day, reformat it to help it with us, and then consistently we do the quiz and slag them off. I think they might be quite well to do. I think they might be living in the country. I'm just thinking how the sorts of things, house prices, sort of like British wildlife, the sort of jovial discussion of stabbing. Mm. I think
it might be Max and Edna.
They're an old couple in their 60s.
These questions are screaming. Edna, she's Googled Notorious B.I.G. Yeah. She doesn't know Notorious B.I.G., but she's like, who's been stabbed?
Yeah. As soon as you said Max and Edna, I imagine these two being on Four in a Bed. Yeah. Just running an Airbnb. Being like, it's a lovely place to stay, right? But do watch out for those honey badgers. We had a fella who looked like Tupac coming the other day.
Oh, we do love that Graham Norton.
Right, next up, question number four.
How old is King Charles? A bit more straightforward, this one. Is he 75, 76, 80 or 81?
Was there a big birthday of his recently that we should have known about?
I reckon there was.
Dracula.
We would have known if he'd have had his 80th.
Well, how old was the Queen when she snuffed it?
Well, she snuffed it.
How old was Diana when she snuffed it?
She was 37 when she snuffed it.
Was she?
Yeah.
I think...
And they got married in 1981.
I think he's definitely older than her, maybe by about 10 years.
Mm. Yeah.
So if she was 37 and 97...
Yeah.
I think it might be 76. I think he was like early 70s when he got into...
Into being king? He hasn't just tried stand-up, mate. Yeah, well, I was about 75 when I started getting into it. Did a couple of gong shows.
Love the Apollo at 77.
It's funny you
did
say
the
that
first
though,
tour at 79.
I do remember him maybe turning 75 sort of recently ish, so 76 feels about right.
Unless I'm wondering if he was like 77 when he, because the whole talk was he was old going into it, and it was like, he's not gonna, will he even hang around that long? People were like, will he just pass it straight on down?
He doesn't seem 80.
I know what you mean.
He doesn't seem 80, no.
Should we go 76?
I'd like to go 76 on that.
And question five, final question for general knowledge round. Who wrote The Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe? Was it C.S. Lewis, C.J. Sansom, J.R.R. Tolkien or Lewis Carroll?
Sophie, what are your thoughts on this? Because for me, it's 50-50.
I think it's C.S. Lewis or Lewis Carroll. The word Lewis is feeling like it's going to work.
Annoyingly, those are exactly the two ones that I'm stuck on.
I think it's C.S. Lewis.
So one of them wrote Alice in Wonderland, I think.
And I think that's C.S. Lewis wrote Alice in Wonderland.
Oh, okay.
I think so.
Interesting, because I thought Lewis Carroll might have done Alice in Wonderland. This is really tricky.
I was quite confident that it's an initial, like a C.S., not just, you know what I mean? Were you looking at me like I'm an idiot?
No, I'm not looking at you like you're an idiot. I'm just thinking, should we go with our guest?
Yeah, that would be the noble thing to do.
It would be the noble thing to do as well. We've invited someone here. Or maybe C.S. Lewis did do Alice in Wonderland.
I'm 90% certain it's C.S. Lewis.
Let's do it then.
I think we have to go with C.S. Lewis then. Okay.
The answers for general knowledge. So, question one. According to UK house prices, the answer was B, 531,000, which we had and then changed.
Oh, did we have it? Yeah. Who'd argue for us to go for that then? For 531?
I think it's Sophie.
Really? Okay.
I chimed in at the last minute.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, fine.
Sorry.
Just have a. Should we have a record of how these things played out?
Which of these celebs have not been stabbed? It was Eminem. He has not been stabbed.
Brilliant.
Who got that one?
Yeah. Well, let's not point score, shall we? Right.
Which animal was the character Knuckles based on in the Sonic the Hedgehog franchise? It was the enchilada. It was Chiquitos. It was the Chiquita.
Echidna.
I thought you had a bloody.
Echidna.
Yeah.
Okay.
How old is King Charles? He is 76.
Finally.
We got that right. And who wrote Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe? Now, we were quite torn between C.S. Lewis and Lewis Carroll. What did you vote for? What was your thought?
I was completely split, but I was tempted to swing towards Lewis Carroll, if I'm honest.
And what was your thought?
C.S. Lewis.
Was it?
It was, wasn't it?
I think you're rewriting history here, Sophie.
Wasn't I really certain? Like 100%?
You said I'm 90% sure it's C.S. Lewis.
Just rewrites history. Said. Demands a new count. Why are you wearing that MAGA hat? That's weird.
I put my foot down.
You did. You said it's C.S. Lewis. And if you don't put it, the answer is C.S. Lewis. So thank you.
Fantastic. I hold my hands up, guys.
Well, I what did we think of that round? Multiple choice was a bit different, obviously.
Yeah, I thought it was good.
Yeah.
I think that I like the range of stuff. Yeah. It's interesting that they had a real range of questions, but all sort of within the world of something that I think a recently retired history teacher would enjoy. A recently retired history teacher at a grammar school in Buckinghamshire would really have loved these questions.
A bit of a sadistic interest in stabbing.
Yes, house prices in London, bloody hell. Enchinadas, bloody hell.
So let's go on to round two, shall we? And round two is entertainment. Entertainment, feeling confident? Your sort of industry?
Yeah, well, all of us. The pressure's on for us all.
But you're a legitimate entertainer.
Yeah, you're a real one.
How did you get into acting?
I started acting as a child.
Oh, really? You're a child actor? Right. What age?
I was 8 when I was in a Western musical called Showboat at the Prince Edward Theatre. And then I did Les Mis the year after.
Wow.
Which was amazing. And then I was at Grange Hill after that.
What?
Yeah. I was 10 when I did that.
So did you always know that that's what you wanted to do at that age? Or did you just sort of end up doing it and then...
No, I loved it. I was obsessed. I'd watch videos, I'd pause, I'd try and reenact it. And
What's it like being in Grange Hill? Well, you're 10 years old, you've got school and you're acting in that. How do you manage the two?
It was weird, actually, because I had to go to school at Elstree Studios. So we had like fake classrooms where we'd act and then real classrooms where we'd be given our work. I was way younger than everyone else. I was playing year 7, but it was year 5, which was quite a big gap.
A big gap. Weird, actually.
Everyone else is snogging, and I don't know what snogging is. At one point, they were talking about blowjobs, and I remember saying to one of them, "What's blowjob?" And they said to me, "It's when a girl sucks a boy's finger." So I went home and I remember saying to my mum, "I don't understand why girls give boys blowjobs." And she was like, "Sophie, you're 10. I was like, "I just don't get it. Like, what's the purpose? Why?"
It's interesting as well, because I know your boyfriend. He seems like a very frustrated man.
Yeah. He had a very wrinkled finger.
It's like he just had just his finger but nothing else in a bubble bath for too long.
Now you know.
Well, I was going to say, I didn't really know how to phrase it. Like, being a child actor, does it fuck you up? Because normally it fucks people up, right? But, like...
No, I'm pretty grounded. I mean, it's...
Does your manager concur?
You can't really answer that in, like, any kind of... Because if I say no, it's like, she's fucked up.
Yeah, that's so true.
I say yes, oh, she knows she's fucked up.
Would you get recognised as a child in the street?
Really? And it was like a weird time, right? Because we had a few channels on TV back in the day.
Yeah, so the viewing figures on them, it was really... I was listening to a podcast with Natalie Cassidy on not too long ago. She was on EastEnders at like 10 or something.
Yeah.
She was saying it was bizarre. Like
playing the trumpet, sucking on fingers.
So, as we say, the next round is entertainment. I think we should have a good stab at this. I'd like to improve our score from 3 out of 5 to 4 out of 5. Question number one. In what year was the British Broadcasting Company originally established?
Wow,
look at that. Yeah. That was completely unplanned. Genuinely, we don't know these questions. Which quiz show would you go on if you could go on a quiz show? Or any show, actually. Any show you could go on.
Ooh. Big Brother might be fun.
Big Brother would be really fun. Big Brother would be really fun. I've always loved the idea of... Do you remember Jungle Run?
Yeah.
CITV show. Yeah. I'd love to have done that.
Yeah. I really believed with them kids shows that once you... Like, if you got trapped in... Like, you're done. You're trapped in it. Do you remember Raven as well? I'm a bit younger than you.
No, all right, don't need to rub it in. We've already mentioned it earlier on in the pod. There doesn't need to be a thing that has to be chapterized every time. This is the bit where I have to... Quick announcement, I am younger than them. Yeah, I know, I used to think they were going to get locked in as well. Yeah. It was quite scary.
Right, anyway, we're skirting around the question here. What year was the BBC originally established? And there's no multiple choice now.
It was radio first.
It was radio first and wartime stuff, I think.
Do you think it came out of World War One?
Yeah, or maybe... Between 1 and 2, that kind of era.
Yeah, although that would have fallen in lockdown and it would have all been a bit overshadowed. So maybe, let's say it was founded in 1920. 2020 would have been the 100-year thing.
That's so true.
And you'd be going like, normally, that'd be big stuff, wouldn't it? But because that was slapping in the middle of COVID, it couldn't have gone
really good shout, guys.
Boris Johnson going, oh, there's been another 20,000 deaths. And a live episode from the Queen Vic.
Here's another clip of Del Boy falling through the bar. You've got to see it. It's the best thing that's ever happened. I think that's a great shout, guys. So 1920. That's
and a 100-year special of QI.
Okay, question number two. What was the most watched Netflix production this week?
Now, what week are we talking about here? Because it's worth us mentioning that these quizzes are sometimes a bit out of date for when they get sent in.
So, okay, so if we're recording this on the 24th of November, it's last week from now.
Okay, so what's in between?
So what's basically recently been the most watched Netflix production, I'd say, is what they're asking. Netflix production.
I feel like I haven't watched this, but there's something about some fight, boxing fight.
It could be that. It could be the lead up to Jake Paul and Tyson. Mike Tyson, sorry.
And I think the way it's worded, Netflix production.
That's it, isn't it?
You know
it?
What I mean? It's not TV it's not show or film.
It's not TV show.
I think Netflix production, and that was quite big. And they were saying that's going to be the most watched fight of all time. Wow. So it was Jake Paul and Mike Tyson.
Yeah.
Should we do it?
I really like it. I love it as an answer. Let's do it.
Yeah. Question three. Who is the latest member of McFly to head into the I'm a Celebrity jungle?
I know this.
Oh, great.
I know his name's Danny, but I don't know his last name.
Is it Jones?
Danny Jones, I'm up with that. I'm up for that. Danny Jones.
He's the front man, isn't he, of McFly?
Well, a lot like the Beatles, I think they've got two front men. They've got Tom and Danny.
Okay.
Tom, the one who, like... Dougie is the bassist. God, I'm really revealing how much I know about McFly. And then Harry Judd is the drummer.
Have you ever seen them live?
I've never seen them live, but I have noticed they smash it on reality shows.
Yeah.
They've all done them and they've all won one.
Yeah. Question four. Who is the notorious hard man actor wowing critics with his charming turn as Freddie Jones in Rivals?
Wowing critics.
Is it Danny Dyer?
Yeah, we've just been talking about him and he's come up.
Great.
Notorious hard man. This is my issue. He's not a notorious hard man.
He's notoriously hard. He's notoriously hard, mate.
It's mental. He's notoriously hard. Danny Dyer. Gangs of London in the street. Fucking hell, Danny Dyer's with that shit. He's strutting down on the way to an audition.
What's going on?
He's not notoriously... I wish people would stop, like, feeding this drip.
That's Max and Ed, though, isn't it?
Yeah, they biggies are. If Danny Dyer walked in, they'd be like, shit.
That's a glass shaking on the table.
Yeah. Hi, Danny. Yeah. He's not notorious, he's an actor. Right.
And question I think five. Max and Ed thought Football Factory was a documentary and Danny Dyer was in it. I think they thought that was a documentary and they thought, bloody hell, we need to stay away from him. He's actually a really just lovely, cuddly man.
Yeah, that's what I think about him. I like the fact he's not actually a hard man.
I saw him and his daughter on a podcast the other day and they were talking about his performance
And in one of the scenes, he's like, one scene, he's like having a wank. And she's married to Jared Bowen, the West Ham footballer. Yeah. And she's saying, oh yeah, I had to close my eyes because it was a bit grim. And he was like, what about Jared though? Was he having a watch? And she was like, yeah, loving it. What a wonderful sort of like way to a relationship to have with your son-in-law.
It's nice, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really lovely.
There was that whole thing because he's a West Ham fan, isn't he? I think. Yeah. And there was that whole thing when West Ham won that won the European competition a couple of years ago. And the whole chant was Jared Bowen's chant, which all the West Ham fans were singing, and all the players and staff were singing in the dressing room. Was I think it was Bowen's on fire and he's shagging Danny Dyer, and then I think Danny Dyer said in an interview like, oh, I was fucking singing along.
I think he's saying, do you know what? They've got kids together. They're in a long-term relationship together. Do you know what? Yeah, they have a sexual element to their relationship. Yeah. And he loves that. And he quite clearly loves the idea of his Jared Bowen watching him having a wank. Yeah.
Question number 5. Who were the two female leads in the hit grisly fitness body horror film The Substance?
Oh, yes. This is the one with Demi Moore. And it's really, have you seen the trailer? It's really trippy where they have an injection and they like swap bodies.
I don't know anything about this. It sounds really interesting.
Definitely Demi Moore, but I don't know who the young woman is.
Well, I think we can give ourselves half a point, can't we?
I think Max and Edward.
If that's right.
It's a tough thing as a quizmaster when people start shouting, half point for this, half point for that. Because once you say yes to one, the floodgates open. Yeah,
and you know there'll be a question later down the line, which...
Yeah.
You gave them that.
Yeah, you gave, yeah, oh,
you gave
God.
Them that, didn't you, ref?
The point across. Oh, I hate it.
You gave them that, yeah.
Right, here we go. So, the answers to the entertainment round. How do we think we did, guys? I think we did all right on that.
I think we did all right.
We 3 out of 5 in the first round. We were hoping to get that up to 4 out of 5. Let's see how we do. Question number 1. The British Broadcasting Company originally established in, we said 1920. And I think that was a bloody good answer, wasn't it? Yeah. Because the 100 years was around recently-ish, but... Yeah.
I think what our point was, we didn't remember that.
Yeah, so if it was around...
So we were saying if that fell in COVID, exactly, it would have been just completely overshadowed.
We said 1920, it was 1922. Question number 2. What was the most watched Netflix production this week? Sophie Shad, Jake Paul versus Mike Tyson.
It is!
Absolutely fantastic.
Well done. I wouldn't have thought of that. That wouldn't have... I knew that was on Netflix.
Yeah.
That's a good question as well.
You give that to Max and Ed.
I'll give that to Max and Ed, actually. Between them. If you come on with a good question there. That's good.
Max and Ed were definitely up late watching that, weren't they?
Jacket.
Oh, absolutely. I think Max and Ed stay up late to watch American football as well.
Oh,
I do think they do it. Who is the latest member of McFly to head into the I'm a Celebrity jungle? It was, of course, Danny Jones, guys. Who is the notorious hard man actor? Notorious hard man actor. Wowing critics. I love the extra language that's gone into this question.
They've added that.
Tell me your... Imagine if they're not a Danny Dyer fan.
They fancy Danny Dyer.
Notorious hard man actor. Wowing critics. With his charming turn. What a charming turn you've got there.
Wowing Max and I with...
What do you mean his charming turn?
With his irresistible sexy... In Rivals.
So yes, this question here. Which notorious hard man actor is wowing critics with his charming, glorious, beautiful, elegant portrayal of Freddie Jones in Rivals? It's Danny Dyer.
Yeah.
And number 5, who are the two female leads in the hit grisly fitness body horror film? Is that a genre? Do you know what I'm in the mood to watch? A thriller? No. Rom-com? No. Do you know what? I mean, I'm quite up for a grisly fitness body horror film. Tonight with a pizza. You get the pizza, I'll go through a list of IMDb's top grisly fitness body horror films.
Go on to categories. Yeah, press left. On to category, genres. Yeah, go down, keep going.
It was Demi Moore and Margaret Qualley.
So we've got Demi Moore. Should we give ourselves half a point?
I've just been told it's Margaret Qualley and Demi Moore. We're going to give ourselves half a point because they're not here to tell us not to, basically. So, they're too busy.
Cycling back up to Burnley.
Yeah, watching Danny Dyer's back catalogue on repeat.
So, we wanted an improvement.
Forgot about their tandem.
On the last round, we got 3.5. We got 3 on the last round, 3.5 on this one.
It's a small improvement.
But the other one was multiple choice. This is epic.
How did you find that round?
I think we smashed it, really. We should have got five because 1920 of all the years, we have 2 years off.
And also, we were bang on with our logic, I think. Yeah. We said, like, post-First World War.
Yeah.
Probably around COVID time, so it was a bit overshadowed.
Yeah.
I'll take it. Okay, so going into our third and final round, the category is science. Confident?
Yeah, I mean, none of you guys strike me as sort of like science heavy in your knowledge. I'm certainly not.
No, I'm not. No. I think it could be difficult, this. I think it could be difficult. And we had just had the last orders bell at the bar, so we're gonna fly through this round. So question one, at five again. Mm-hmm. This week, an emperor penguin was found on a tourist beach 2,000 miles from its Antarctic home. But which country did it mistakenly find itself in? I saw this, actually.
Not penguin, but the headline. It was Australia, I think.
Really?
Yeah, I think it was Australia.
Great.
Okay, well, I'm happy to go with it, yeah.
Yeah.
Question two, true or false? Burying cotton underwear is a method used to test soil health.
That is what Max is telling Edna. Is there? Get your knickers out.
Just let me bury them, please. Please. I need to know, because I like, you know, I like to grow cherry tomatoes in the summer, and I just need to know the soil health. Please. Hang on, these have already got soil on them, Max. What's going on? Hang on.
They don't look very healthy.
Why is this soil green?
I think true.
That looks like my moussaka.
So he's a posh West Country guy having a moussaka.
Bloody hell, Max.
We're going to go true.
Yes, do bury them, please. Don't put them in my washer. Question three, another true or false. Twins have identical fingerprints. That's false, isn't it? Everyone has unique fingerprints.
I think that's true, personally. I think identical twins have identical fingerprints. That can't be right. Sorry. As soon as I said it, I realised what an idiot I was.
I feel like this is an old thing of like, it was that thing said in primary school of like, do identical twins have identical
DNA? They have identical DNA.
Yeah. The only thing I heard in primary school was that there was a guy in a few schools down who had a wank in the bath, and then his mum used the bath water afterwards and got pregnant.
Whoa, that's a nightmare.
Did you hear that in primary school?
No.
Felt like that went around a lot of schools. That's a nightmare, did you say?
Nightmare.
She's not stubbed her toe.
Pilates hasn't been cancelled.
Oh, no, nightmare. Oh, I'm off for Dove. It's not yours, darling.
Jeremy's. Bloody Jackson's. You believe it? Oh, yeah, he tossed one off in the bath and then I bloody got in after, didn't I? Saving water and all that. It's only gone up my chuff and now I'm up the Dove. Oh.
No, darling. No, we will keep it. We do a spare room.
Last time I let Max and Ed have a bath together.
We're going up.
Oh, we're going to have to upsize, aren't we? Oh, no. Oh, well.
Wait. Yeah, oh, no, they don't have identical fingerprints. Question four. Scientists from which country have launched the first wooden satellite into space earlier this month? So which country...
I'm going to say false.
Well, you could say false, but I don't think that's one of the options. I think the question is just which country has this happened in? And Sophie's gone, true, false.
Doesn't sound real, does it?
No, it's not true or false. It's scientists from which country have launched the first wooden satellite into space.
Sophie's just like one of those kids at school who just like, no matter what, bullshit.
Don't believe
to the
it.
Teacher.
Just calling bullshit on anything.
Conspiracy.
And that's Pythagoras' theory. Bullshit.
Did we reach the moon?
Wow, okay, let's get into this. I often think, I don't know.
Not sure.
Because why wouldn't we have just done it loads? Why wouldn't we have just done it loads?
Yeah, no, I don't think we did. I'm about to put my hat on it.
I think you can see the strings.
Mm. Sure.
And isn't the flag's like blowing, isn't it, in the wind? And there's obviously no... Yeah.
Science didn't know that then.
I just don't think we would have been able to do that back then. And as you say, not done it since.
Why? Yeah, we should be doing it all the time.
But which country?
I would maybe say, like... Wouldn't it be like China?
Yeah.
I think it's a bit of a trendy country like Sweden. It's a bit of an IKEA thing.
Oh, do you think because it's wooden, it's a bit flat pack? That's good thinking.
eco-friendly, like, you know, some kind of generic accent. I don't know what it is, but, you know, we put the first wooden...
It's like I'm listening to one of your video games.
Yeah,
I love it.
Yeah. Yeah, into space, eco-friendly.
So which country is this now you're doing?
Nothing, everything.
I like it.
Maybe something like Sweden would be kind of cool. Okay, I'm really but China Fit does feel like a bigger, bigger force to do something like that.
You'd expect it to be China or probably not Russia nowadays, but yeah, let's go Sweden. Let's do. And then question five, we're back to true or false. It's interesting they haven't just committed to true or false this time. I think we've got three of the five, are true or false. Commitment issues from Max and Ed there. We've had a bit of everything, haven't we, here? We've had multiple choice, and then just a bit of everything, and then a bit of true or false, slash, which of these people haven't been stabbed? True or false. Right, true or false, some giant African rats have been put into a boot camp and trained to become hero rats, where they are employed to sniff out illegal wildlife trade. They think that's funny, don't they?
Why? I don't get it.
But you know them, like, kids who sit at school, you'd get them sat there drawing, like, pictures of, like, just being weird, drawing, like, stick men fighting each other and stuff. Like, it was not me. I promise.
So you got an issue with kids drawing stick men? It's just an innocent thing to do.
No, but being like, I'm struggling to explain it, but I remember going to chess club once, right, and there was these kids who were just like, oh, we do, like, magic chess, and just, like, this can get, like, knocking stuff over. Yeah, this is Emmy, and, like, imagine if you got some African rats and put them in a boot camp and trained them to become hero rats, where they were, you know, like, they're living in a fantasy. Like,
It's tough to slag off the nerds when your story starts when I was at chess club. It makes it tricky, doesn't it? It's like, what's our starting point?
I got kicked out, mate, so I was pretty cool. I got kicked out, yeah.
Did you get kicked out?
I was in before. Oh, dicking about, didn't know the rules.
Didn't know the rules?
I didn't know how to play. Yeah, I went because my mate was going. I'm like, yeah. Come on, dick about. Get out. A mum who's kindly volunteered their time to come and teach some kids chess. Get out. Dicking about in the corridor.
That's check this, mate. Yeah, prick.
That's good.
I think you're right. I think they're having a bit of fun, but I think this is where the self-indulgence comes in.
Yeah. They've done this question to get a laugh.
Yeah. And do you know what? I'm all up for two mates having a laugh and hosting a pub quiz. But don't dupe me in terms of what the answer is, all right?
Yeah.
False. Big fat false on that. Yeah.
So, round three, science. Let's have the answer. So, an emperor penguin was found in which country 2,000 miles from its home? It was Australia.
Brilliant. Well done.
Australia. Question two, the first true or false. Burying cotton underwear is a method used to test soil health. I think we said
true, didn't we?
And it is true. It is true. If the soil is healthy after a few weeks, your pants should be full of holes.
Mm. Mine are anyway. I've got very healthy soil.
That's a chair. Question number three, true or false? Twins have identical fingerprints. False. We knew it was false.
Yeah.
Scientists from which country have launched the first wooden satellite into space?
What did we say?
We said Sweden.
Like that.
I argued China. The answer, Japan.
It did dawn on me actually quite late on when we said maybe Sweden are doing it to prove that you can be eco-friendly. They've still got to get it up there, which is pretty eco not friendly, isn't it? I think it's the rocket part that's the eco not friendly bit.
Japan. Okay. Question five. So the Africa rats thing, which just seemed ludicrous, train them to be hero rats where they employed to sniff out the illegal world.
I've never known like a premise just to, it's really rattled you, this, hasn't it?
It's just like they think it's funny, don't they?
It depends if it's true or false. Yeah. If it's true, they're not having a laugh. What,
we've been pretty adamant on it being false.
Yeah, they've made it up.
They've been idiots.
If they've not made it up, we owe them a massive apology.
I can imagine the two of them sat there. Oh, I tell you what would be funny, mate. Imagine the rats wrong and make it. Stop looking at Danny Dyer and listen to me.
Max, I'm talking to you. Get your pants out of the soil.
The answer is, of course, it's true.
Oh, no! Max and Ed, we are so sorry.
I'm so sorry. It's true. A bit of explanation. Sorry, they wear a vest and lead They also ring a bell attached to their chest when they successfully sniff out contraband.
Wow, little snitches.
Yeah. Unbelievable. Yeah. They are rats.
Yeah.
I still don't know quite if I believe that's true. It's
on the quiz. I mean, I don't know.
I know.
We trust that Max and Ed have Bing searched this stuff.
Okay, so how did we do on that round?
So we got another three.
Okay.
Couldn't get away from threes on this quiz.
Okay, so our score overall, so out of a possible 15, we got, Jake?
We got 9.5 out of 15.
I think it's not bad at all.
I think that is, I'm really pleased with that.
I'm going to say, I don't think it's great, guys. I think that if we'd have pushed over 10, I'd have been happy. But I think this is, it's not in the bracket of being able to pat yourself on the back.
Is that because you feel like it was quite a straightforward quiz, or with any quiz are you going, I want to get at least 60?
No, I don't think it was necessarily too straightforward or too ambiguous or too anything, really. I think it was a good quiz. I just think there were a few in there that we should have got. It's tough when you have things like the Enchinida and you've never heard of it. Mm-hmm. I think that makes things tricky. Multiple choice round was what got us. Yeah. Sophie, we like to rate our quizzes that our quizmasters have sent in. So, in terms of playability, out of 10, what would you say?
Like, how playable it is.
How playable it is, yeah. It's playability.
Yeah, I think that was a good 8.
8 out of 10, lovely. Lovely, great 8 out of 10. Yeah, I thought it was very play-along. There was a nice range of stuff. The multiple choice, I think, did think helped.
Yeah.
They had a nice range of different question styles. In terms of the range of subjects... The range of trivia, what would you say out of 10?
I think it was pretty good. We've been to China, Sweden.
We've been around.
We've been in the soil with our pants.
Yeah, we've been on a journey.
It's good range, 9.
Let's... 9 out of 10. And finally, good vibes out of 10.
10.
10 out of 10 to Max and Ed.
So we just want to say a really big thank you to Max and Ed from the Haverstock Tavern. And if you ever want to visit the actual quiz, then it is on Sundays at 7:30. So Sundays at 7:30, you will find Max and Ed at the Haverstock Tavern doing their pub quiz. And it's a very good pub quiz.
But for now, thanks so much to our wonderful guest, Sophie Shad. See you next time.